SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. And let's start with the good today.
You know what? The good, this good is probably the best of the year. I know for a fact you've heard this story, having this happen in your backyard, but an elementary school student who was bullied for wearing a homemade Tennessee shirt for his school's college day. Right? You heard about
this? Yep, I've heard this story, yep.
So Tennessee turned that design into an official T-shirt, turned his design, made it an official T-shirt that's being sold in their stores right now. Not only has that shirt been so popular, so many people flogged to that website to buy it. It crashed the server.
This is an unbelievably great story. This is a student in Florida, and he is such a big Tennessee fan, and he made this shirt. He basically drew on a piece of paper and pinned it to an orange shirt because he didn't own any Tennessee gear. And the teacher was really proud of him, and he was really proud of himself. But then some girls at the school lunch table laughed at him for this shirt, and he started crying, and he was very upset. The teacher reached out, took it viral, asking if anybody knew anybody at Tennessee that could help. Tennessee, as a school, made a huge package.
Oh my God!
That they sent to the kid. It had and the school and the class. They got all sorts of stuff. And then you're right. They took this homemade design, turned it into a shirt, and now everybody wants
everybody.
This shirt. Everybody wants.
I just
this
love
shirt.
The fact when you read the words "crash the server," it's like yes, yep. That's how it's supposed to be.
I am waiting for any day now for Peyton Manning to either wear this shirt or say something online about it. Say something about this shirt.
Somebody.
So I hope he does. I hope Peyton Manning does because his presence in that campus is still very, very big. This is a great story. And they took the orange rock in Knoxville and they put the logo on the rock in Knoxville. So
just everything about it just is all feel good.
It's great.
It's all feeling
great story.
I think this kid, needs to be hired.
Yeah,
have him start doing it for other schools.
Yeah,
because the thing is too, I don't think Tennessee is profiting off the shirt. I think all the proceeds are going to.
Right.
I can't remember the bullying campaign.
Stop bullying or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But I think you do this for all the schools now. Why not? Right?
It's really great. It's such an amazingly good story. It really is. And I'm glad that, look, Tennessee's struggling in the football. They're getting a lot of jokes written about them. I've done plenty of them. But this has been a great, great example.
And we'll probably continue making fun of them.
Of course. But that's right. Because
give them props when props is due.
Exactly. And they stepped up and they did the right thing. And all the fans that are buying this shirt, it's just making this kid feel great. It's good for a great cause. This is a popular T-shirt. They'll wear it. Everybody's going to be wearing this all over campus. It's great. It's a great story.
Yeah, and that
absolutely
care package.
Story.
I mean,
yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I wish I could be. I wish there was a camera in the house when that kid opened that box up.
Oh, I know. I remember when I was in grade school, we did maybe you did the same thing where you find like a company and you find the address on the product and you write to the company, say how much you like it. We did these like business letters in school and like sometimes they'd send you like boxes of stuff. And I remember like all the time kids would get, we'd get stuff delivered to the school from these, products and stuff. It was a great little lesson. We got free stuff just by telling them how much we loved Oreos or Pringles or whatever item that we chose. But now you don't have to do that. You don't have to write letters. You can just it can go viral and somebody could see it and act upon it within a few hours of seeing it online. And that's what this teacher did. She took the story viral and very, very quickly Tennessee responded. So good for the school. That's a great story.
Yep.
All right. So now for the bad.
Oh, man. YouTube star Ryan Kaji under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission's overpaid sponsorship.
Okay, who's Ryan Kaji? Is he somebody? What does he do?
You probably know him better as the 8-year-old kid who's a 22 millionaire for Ryan's World.
No, don't know this. What does he do?
Well, you've heard of Ryan's World, right? He's
no.
He's actually the number one paid YouTube star right now.
Nope.
He's 8 years old. I want to say he's 8 years old. Maybe he's 9, but he's under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission because of only, I guess, only opening toys or only selecting those toys that are paying him now?
Please forgive me for not knowing who he is. What,
you know I'm, who Ryan's
no,
world
I
is.
Don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not know YouTube stars. It is one of my weaknesses, I swear. I'm not proud of it. I am not coming at you like, oh, I have no idea who these people are, man. I have no time for that. I seriously, my kids will bring up names. I go, oh, my God, I don't know who it is. I'm embarrassed.
You have probably seen him in a commercial here or there.
Well, what is it? Tell me. Give me something to reference it. Instead of telling me how horrible I am for not knowing it, tell me why.
Ryan's World.
But what is it? What does he do?
He basically makes $22 million opening toys in a YouTube video.
I took me a while to get to that, but there we go, folks. This kid
it's
opens
Ryan's
up toys.
World. Come on.
I don't know this. I do not know this.
Yeah, he
by the
much...
way, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Why would I know this? I'm a guy in my mid-40s. Why would I
know
peruse...
The...
And
those
I have two
are the
teenagers.
Circles you roll in?
I was like, why would I know an 8-year-old opening toys when I have no interest in 8-year-olds or toys?
Well, so I think you still have a passing interest in toys, let's be honest.
Not today's toys. If he was opening up 1977 Star Wars figurines, I would like that. Or an X-Wing fighter that, you know, where the wings came off, I would like that. But yeah. I have no interest in today's toys.
No.
I got two kids who don't buy toys. Like, my kids want gift cards every day. Like, there's a celebration. What do you want for your birthday? Gift card.
You know, we've got
to
that, but we don't, I mean, we still give our kids gifts every once in a while.
Yeah, you have a 2-year-old.
I do. 3-year-old.
So
he watches Ryan's World all the time. I was researching the story. True story. I'm reading the story yesterday. My 3-year-old looks over to his son and goes, hey, he's like, I know him. He's my friend. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, man. So he's made $22 million doing this?
Yeah, he has 21 million subscribers on YouTube, and the child is worth about $22 million.
That's awesome.
He's YouTube's highest earner, according to Forbes magazine.
So why is he – so he's being paid to do this?
Yeah, it's not really clear how the channel drove some of this business, but a lot of his work, he's doing work with Chuck E. Cheese, Walmart, Colgate, Nickelodeon.
I think we need to amend the way we're saying this. His parents are in trouble.
Well, his parents are in trouble, but it's his. Yeah,
he's 8.
He's 8. He won't get arrested.
Right. He's not making these decisions like, oh, excuse me, what contract is Chuck E. Cheese? That's got to be on my desk by 4. And I want to hear from the Hasbro people by 6.
Yeah. The problem is that, you know, like, say, like a company like Walmart, they're wanting to make a whole separate toy division called Ryan's Toys.
Oh, okay.
Toys called Ryan's World. So they're using his likeness, and he's going to be profiting off his likeness. But where the Federal Trade Commission is coming in is because it might be influencing his YouTube site. Where the original birth of the idea is like, I'm just going to open random toys. I'm going to talk about these random toys. Doesn't matter which company. But now, you know, you can see where the gray area is coming into where, oh, no, we want you to push this one instead.
Gotcha.
Because he's such a he's an influencer. At
so
in that, 7, 8 years old.
Okay, so how is this different than when the supermodels were like, Fyre Festival is going to be one of the greatest things in the history of mankind. Go to it.
I have no idea.
Why?
I don't know why.
Difference?
I don't
why
know,
is he in trouble?
I,
and
I don't,
and
I don't know
Bella
why
he, Hadid is not.
Because Bella Hadid is hot, and you know who she is.
Well, yes, but
you don't know who. You didn't know who Ryan Kaji is. You know who
I have
Bella
no
Hadid
clue.
Is.
No clue. But at the same time, seriously, though, all those supermodels were like, Fyre Festival is going to be great. And it wasn't even a thing. It was a fraud. And those people aren't under investigation. This kid might get paid to be promoting some toy. And they're like, nah.
I mean, basically, he's a toy
he's breaking
lobbyist.
Along. Well,
he's a toy lobbyist, which I think is legal because most of our government is ran by lobbyists, right?
It's amazing. What would you do if, like, all of a sudden you put your kid on YouTube opening up a toy and you realize one day you've built an empire?
I'm trying.
My God.
I'm trying to get my kids to give me an early retirement plan.
My God. All right. No. Smile. Open the box. Smile. We're not going to be able to do this at all if you don't smile. And you got to look at the camera. Look at the camera. My God, I mean, this is not going to work. This
I mean,
is not going to work.
The problem is, you know what? After the show, why don't you do yourself a favor? Sit down, enjoy an episode of Ryan's World. The kid is personable, but he's annoying. It's an annoying, personable kid.
Okay,
if that makes a lot of sense.
All right.
And any of you people out there who have young kids know exactly what I'm talking about. That the kid is annoying, but kids love him. Because he opens the toys and he plays with them, and that's all you needed.
That sounds like riveting content. I can't wait to
peruse. $22 million worth, Tony.
Well, I'm not a child. What can I tell you?
Oh, no, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying...
Look, the Wiggles are billionaires. I don't watch 1 second of their programming. I understand that there are things that I'm not supposed to enjoy.
I'll be honest with you, man. That one song they have is pretty good.
Fruit Salad? Yeah, it's pretty decent.
I don't remember.
All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I got to give it up to a Giants fan. He was arrested for threatening to shoot up Gillette Stadium.
Did he really?
Because the Patriots signed Antonio Brown.
He lost his mind that much?
Yeah, well, he took to Facebook. He was just flexing his Facebook muscles. He immediately took the post down, but not before someone could screen grab it and share it with the world.
Well, of course, you got to be careful with that. It's like permanent. It's like forever.
Yeah, I feel like this guy is in need of an SB Nation AM PSA.
Yeah, he really does.
I mean, in this day and age, with everything that's been going on, the last thing you ever want to say is, hey, I'm going to go shoot up a very crowded area.
No, you don't do that. And by the way, really, Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots, if you're a Giants fan, shouldn't really have any effect on your lousy football team at all.
Yeah, because if you make the playoffs, you're going to beat the Patriots.
And by the way, here's another thing for you too, Giants fan. You should want the Patriots to keep on winning and winning and winning. Like, you know, you look around and there's you and the Eagles, but the Eagles only have one. You have two. You've derailed that train. But you got your own problems to worry about whether or not Antonio Brown goes to play for the Patriots. So, I mean, but seriously, that's really bad. Be careful.
In this day and age, how many stories have we said, have we talked about where, it's like, don't do dumb stuff on the internet. The internet is forever. Somebody somewhere is going to read that and post it.
I tell my kids that all the time. I was like, guys, it's forever. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, this guy, serious. I mean, obviously he's a sports fan. He's probably heard it all. I mean, how many times have we talked about a college athlete coming in and going, oh, well, you know what? He said something racist when he was 13.
Yeah.
And that comes back to haunt him when he's 27.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Like, so, don't go around. You can't say, hey, I'm going to go shoot up a stadium because they signed a player and I'm very unhappy. We're all unhappy. I said it earlier in the program. Why even bother? Why does the AFC even bother playing games this year?
Yeah.
Because I really think it's a done deal.
I really hate this idea that the AFC might be less competitive with the good teams that's in it. That could be less competitive because the Patriots might be that much of a juggernaut. It does make me worried.
Yeah, when you see
when
you see the way they played against the Steelers, a good AFC team, and then you know in the background like they're adding the best wide receiver in the game, as long as he can keep his head on straight.
Exactly. Boy, that is really dumb. My God, is that dumb. Crazy. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb on a Tuesday. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.